This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Gentlemen, every broadcast is jam-packed, but this one is going to be particularly jam-packed on this live July 9th, 2020 worldwide broadcast. Again, we are 116 days out from the election. We have Roger Stone joining us with exclusive information concerning a lot of very important things, you can probably imagine. I'll leave it up to him. Coming up at the bottom of the second hour. Now, the Supreme Court has ruled against the president, at least on the surface, about his tax returns. Rules Manhattan District Attorney can obtain Trump tax returns, but now we'll go back down to a lower court for another fight. You can keep the records private for now, so it's another false victory. But in precedent and in law, you're not supposed to do this. And we saw the Clintons and others keep so much private, including their library, you name it. And so this is, again, nothing but presidential harassment. They will then harass all of his business associates. The FBI and others have already gone over all his tax returns. They know there's nothing there. But the Supreme Court says, rule of law, president cannot block release of financial records. Trump rages at the Supreme, subpoena scare. Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, join majority. So you see the establishment just made up a bunch of cowards. 7-2 decision rocks the political landscape. Those are the headlines up at DrudgeReport.com. Roger Stone joins us coming up at the bottom of the next hour, and he's got big news, and it's so big that I just think I'm going to let him cover what he wants to cover, and I'm not even going to give you any preludes or any hints, but let's just say this, in the next 6 days before he's scheduled to be sent to prison for a crime he didn't commit as a political prisoner, he's going to work to make this the exclusive first place he comes on. Now, if he gets pardoned or gets clemency in the next few days, it 6 o'clock at night, and I don't answer the phone immediately, and if I can't get a crew down here in 20 minutes, we won't get the exclusive. That's okay. I just want him to get clemency or pardon. So I told him just make the first phone call, and if we can't get stuff fired up, you know, go ahead and go on Fox News or whatever. But he's had a lot of dirty tricks against him in the last few days that he'll be getting into at the bottom of the next hour. They've had people having CNN call up and misrepresent that Roger has told them things when he hasn't even talked to CNN, a lot of disinformation. And so expect them to really try some criminal stuff. They are a criminal organization. Also, Roger Stone has seen thousands of accounts, people he doesn't even know in most cases, or people he shook their hand at an event, who post stuff about Roger saying he's innocent. Facebook and others, Instagram, are calling it inauthentic activity and are banning people from supporting Roger and suspending or canceling their accounts. Same thing just happened to Bolsonaro. Thousands of Brazilians that promote his speeches, well, they're saying, well, that's inauthentic. Because Facebook can go in and read of the thousands of people posting his stuff and find one or two where somebody from the campaign or the president's office sends an email back or a message saying, thank you. And so if there's any contact between Bolsonaro and them, that's called inauthentic. Even though Democrats can reach out to their millions of minions and activate them, socialists can do that in Brazil, he's not even allowed to send messages back over his Facebook, mass messages saying thank you. That's inauthentic. So this is the whole internet is a giant control grid to suppress the populations. And we, the people of America and the West, the world, need to say no. We're not accepting the communist Chinese model. Now, we have the biggest COVID news yet. It seriously just gets crazier. All coming up on the other side, InfoWars.com. Newswars.com. Tomorrow's news today. And we have in studio our EuropeWars.com reporter, Dan Lyman. As we enter the critical month of July, it is very important for listeners and viewers to understand that all of the major storable food companies have been sold out of food for months. My Patriot Supply, our supplier, was out to an 8-week wait, not because they didn't have food, but because their 4 plants were backed up, packaging and getting it out. Now, they are at 3 to 4 weeks right now. They've gotten over the hump. Their other competitors are completely sold out or selling old garbage. This is high quality food. I would advise everyone to do what I'm doing and buy more storable food now before the next big hump comes, because if you think things are about to settle down, think again. The world is only going to get more insane. I've been telling you this for 6 months. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have firearms and ammo and water filtration, you better get it. If you don't have storable food, you better get it. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to take care of the water filtration and to take care of the storable foods. Get your orders in now before the next big rush. That's how many days to the historic election the Democrat deep state is openly trying to cancel. They're now officially coming out, the New York Times and the publication, saying that there shouldn't even be debates, or it should be remote so they can put teleprompter statements up to Joe Biden so he can read off a screen, and that the last 15, 20 minutes of the debate should be mainstream media fact-checking the president to tell viewers he's full of crap. They are really trying to tie everybody's hands behind their backs, but no one more so than the president of the United States, who has been standing up for our republic and trying to restore American strength, jobs, and national security. There is so much coming up today. Well, did the Supreme Court really rule against the president? They did, in a 7-2 big majority, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, both that he nominated, going against him. 7-2 decision rocks political world. Congress denied for now, because what they really did on the technicality was send it back. Supreme Court rules Manhattan District Attorney can obtain tax returns, but it is a circuitous route. Court rulings keep Trump's financial records private for now. The Supreme Court allows prosecutor, but not Congress, to get financial records, saying it's part of criminal investigation going on out of the Manhattan District Attorney's Office. And I can tell you that that office has been harassing the living hell out of thousands of prominent Trump supporters, not just in New York, but in the United States. And the Attorney General of New York, Letitia James, ran on destroying Trump and his associates and supporters, and was fully financed by George Soros, just like the mayor and district attorney in Chicago, just like the district attorney in St. Louis, like the district attorney in San Francisco, whose parents were in the Weatherman Underground. So that's what these frauds do. Letitia James knows she's a liar, knows she sent people that were healthy but positive for COVID-19 into nursing homes to get the death numbers up. She ordered the nursing homes to do that. And what's incredible is she put out a false statement against me, just an example of the things they do, saying we had a COVID-19 cure, and stop saying we had a cure when we said no such thing. But that's how these frauds operate. CNN says Trump hates all Mexicans, says there's a video. There is no video even close to that. But then it's up to Trump to disprove a negative, like when did you start raping or beating your wife? But because they never get held accountable, they just keep doubling down with the lies. And let's get into the big COVID-19 news right now. I have pointed this out for 6 months looking at the literature since this story began to arrive in January. Hard to believe it's already been 6 months. And it said in the medical literature that in Taiwan and Hong Kong and Japan, they were having almost 100% success rate with people that came in with these type pneumonias because it was mainly an autoimmune response. And so this particular phenomenon, giving them an anti-inflammatory, particularly a steroid, would knock it out through a nebulizer. And we'll tell you about that particular drug when we come back. But now a Texas doctor that headed up Rick Perry's task force for the state on health care for 7 years was at a conference in Dallas, and he was on a local TV show. And now the video has over 1 million views. And he talked about having total success rate with his emergency room patients with this steroid nebulized. They are now attacking him all over the news and saying he's a bad guy. And then when they interviewed the patients, they said, no, it's all true. Felix Money was sitting on my chest until I went on this, and within a day, it went away. Others said within 2 days. They said it was almost immediate when they nebulized it into the lungs. You can also do it in an inhaler. They know this. They knew this when the NIH followed the UN directives to put a intubation tube in the lungs, and then the last thing you want when they're inflamed is to expand them because it makes the blood vessels all break, and they kill you. That's why the majority of the deaths were either old people in nursing homes or people on respirators. And doctors and nurses from New York to Missouri to Illinois to California have gone public saying, listen, the person would come in saying they were coughing, having trouble breathing, but that we wouldn't even try a steroid. We wouldn't even try hydroxychloroquine. We would just put a tube down their throat and they'd die. And you better watch out because they're opening new testing centers, hundreds of them a week. They're opening several today in Austin, big ones, taxpayer paid for, and people are running in to be COVID movie stars, to get 2 weeks off, to be, oh, I got it, I'm so cool. Almost all the tests are false positive. That's mainstream news. The federal guidelines admit almost all of it's false positives. If you've ever had a flu or coronavirus in the last decade. But you go in and say, oh, I'm having anxiety or I'm coughing or I've got the sniffles. They'll grab you, strap your ass down, and run a tube down your throat. They keep saying, we don't know why it's in the minority areas that most people are dying. Because that's where you got the health department eugenics-run facilities that actually have the cult members in them that are killing you. I noticed Media Matters attacked me for this 3 months ago, and I said they're killing people on purpose in the hospitals. It has come out that they are. There is a contingent of cult members, like the governor of Virginia that ran the organ harvesting of living babies, that are in control, and the Democratic Party is a literal ghoul operation of devil-worshipping Satanists that are doing this through the medical system. Now, I know that sounds insane. They are insane. Trying to play the governor going, we decided the woman wants the baby and the woman doesn't want the baby. We call it don't resuscitate, then we keep them comfortable until they die. Well, resuscitate means you've died or your heart stopped and we restart it. But no, their term resuscitate is different in the Virginia law. They have a law there. So does New York, that you can keep babies alive for up to 2 weeks to a month, depending on the state, while you get the orders in to harvest them. Then you do a procedure, you harvest them, you suck their blood out, their skin, all of it, every little juicy drop of the 7-pound little ball of joy, 7 pounds, 6 ounces, she decided not to resuscitate, then it legally is dead. It's legally not counted as a human. And then it passes to the fire of Moloch, and instead of having to harvest real quick and hope they've got orders in, they get them the fresh juices. And they've tested all this out in communist China, and now it's been brought here. And there, what is it, 5 states have passed laws to keep babies alive after they're dead and harvest them. And it just came out, the lawsuits from a decade ago are just now winning, where the FDA was paying across the nation hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars total, for, quote, fresh baby parts with still beating hearts. Berkeley, in one particular filing that just came out last year, said, we want beating hearts. And so they would deliver them a baby, actually in a box, and they would butcher them right there on the spot. It's like I can pick up and, you know, order some hot wings or whatever. Now, where is PETA not caring about all this? And by the way, if you're a new listener and you're hearing this, this is all on record. Just type in university ordered beating hearts of babies or FDA ordered fresh baby parts. And that just came out last week. There's thousands of these articles. So that's who they are. They want to murder you and your family. And they're hiding in plain view, certain hospitals, certain facilities, blue states, blue cities, almost always Democrats. You got Republican doctors doing a great job caring. They, though, were naive until they brush up against them. But my dad in Dallas brushed up against them. He told me when I was going to get my driver's license, don't sign the organ donor card. Some hospitals, if you're in a car wreck, will kill you for your organs. Came out later on 60 Minutes. He was right about Dallas.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from The Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah. Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
I mean, but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm not trying to be macabre. I'm not trying to shock you. During the break, the crew heard me talking about it. They pulled it up. In court, CEO of abortion company admitted to harvesting beating baby hearts and delivering them on video to Berkeley and other universities. You understand? And I can show you last week where the FDA paid for fresh, never frozen baby parts. Now here's Breitbart. China's cultural revolution featured cannibal flesh banquets. But here's Business Insider. Flesh banquets of China's cultural revolution remain unspoken, where youth brigades went and grabbed even their parents, chopped them up, put them in cauldrons as an act of dominance, and ate them. Flesh banquets of China's cultural revolution remain unspoken. So I want you to understand the left is literally about death and destruction. They're not liberals. America was founded on liberal ideas. That means freedom. They've changed the definition. Leftist means left-hand path, or the path of Satan, the path of the devil. And in mainline history books, the Cultural Revolution of the French Revolution was run by Satanists, and they had human sacrifice, drank blood, ate bodies, ate baby parts. This is all real. So Hollywood pushes all this and says, oh, Christians are nuts. This never happened. Every culture ends up degenerating and sacrificing men, women, and children. Every culture. I don't care if it was the ancient Mesoamericans, the ancient Germanics, the ancient Chinese, the ancient Africans. All over the Pacific, they still eat each other. It's ritualistic. The men go out and hunt each other from the other tribes and then eat them for their essence. And so that's the Old Testament, where you have Abraham about to sacrifice his son, and then the angel comes and holds his hand and says, you don't need to do human sacrifice anymore. So the Old Testament, very early on, is about let's stop sacrificing children. And anybody that does it, you need to, what does the Old Testament say? If your neighbors are giving their children to Moloch, kill them all. Actually says it in the Bible. If you are next to a group of people that are sacrificing children, kill them. Wipe them out. So, the history books, the archaeology, the sociology, the anthropology, it's all kidnap, murder, eat children. Kidnap, murder, eat children. And so we sit here in a Christian civilization in the fading light of it, going, that's ridiculous. There's no way they're keeping babies alive. I just showed you mainline news. And the whole communist Chinese model is what the left admits they're operating in. Okay, let me get into the COVID-19 developments. They come out and say only 15 days because the hospitals are going to be full. There's going to be 2.2 to 2.5 million dead. Just stay in for 15 days. And then I said, they'll never take it off. They'll loosen it a bit and then tighten it back up. They want this power. They want contact tracers. They'll be able to arrest you if you don't take forced inoculations or if you leave your house. And now counties all over the U.S. and some states are saying you leave your house 6 months in jail if you, quote, have COVID-19 or tested positive with a false positive or whatever. And then they come out with a vaccine. Then they come out with a forced inoculation. It's all pre-planned. So now the blue cities and blue states are going, well, we really don't want to have to do it, but it looks like we're going to have to do it again because of the spiking cases, 63,000 cases, the worst day ever. It's all caused by Republicans not staying in their houses. But Black Lives Matter and the left marching around everywhere, that's okay. So there's also a suspension of common sense and of logic and of mathematics here that you always see when you're inside a tyranny. So we have all of that. And so you have the mayor of Austin, the mayor of Houston, the mayor of L.A., the governor of California, and the governor of Texas saying, well, we don't want to do another 35-day lockdown, won't leave your house, but we think we're going to have to do it. Let's see if things keep spiking. And they know as new testing centers open every day in every state. I mean, Austin's got two opening this weekend. Everyone flocks to be part of the coolness. And his employers are told by their lawyers, well, you better just get everybody tested just to be safe. And then most of your staff are going to test positive because most people have had a coronavirus or a flu virus in the last decade. And you will show not just the antibodies. That's not the majority of tests. You will show the detritus of an infection. That's in the literature, mainline, showing you the whole reports here. Governor admits it. Bunch of states refuse to do it, saying it's a fraud, saying the tests aren't real. Those states have no COVID-19, basically. We have it horrible because we have testing centers everywhere. And to show that we're into the fear and into the falsehood, we wear the mask over our face. It does absolutely nothing and is a total fraud. And the medical literature admits all of that. So here's some of the headlines. U.S. corona cases rise above 60,000, setting single-day record for one day. That's Reuters. Should read, as testing continues to ramp up to record levels, the number of positives skyrockets, and most positives are fraudulent. But no, now it's infection rates what matters. Not that the death numbers are going down. But see, once the fall comes and there's regular deaths from flu and regular deaths from pneumonia because people don't get their sunshine and don't get their zinc and don't get their D3 and don't get their vitamin C, they're going to put them all in the death column and it's going to go back up even more. And you notice it just never works. We'll never get out of it because it's a coronavirus and everybody's got it in them. But Dr. Birx attributes coronavirus case spikes to reopening too fast. We know how to stop the spread. Really? Stop using fake tests? Worsening U.S. outbreak prompts tough actions as new coronavirus cases hit record. Not deaths, but new record. Los Angeles City coronavirus update. Mayor warns of possible new stay-at-home order. All options on the table. We didn't want to do it. He said 2 days ago, we're not sure. Well, it's on the table. We're doing it. Sorry. Fears coronavirus will spark brain damage epidemic as even mild cases cause inflammation. Well, that's what vaccines do, is cause inflammation. Oh, now you're telling us that viruses cause inflammation and that vaccines do it and they're a problem? Oh, they don't tell you, take Benadryl? They don't tell you, take steroids from your doctor? That's how you handle it? That's why they've had 7 cases in places like Taiwan, because they know it's all fake and they know it's all false positive. But for the few people that actually die that do test positive, it's 7. And the doctors are saying, well, it's because they took this steroid. Well, yeah, because a lot of people are going to die from regular pneumonia, and a lot of that is an autoimmune response. So, of course, that's what you prescribe people to test that have pneumonia. If they can't breathe, you give them a steroid, because a lot of times it's an autoimmune response. It's not really water in the lungs. If you x-ray somebody and there's not a bunch of water in there two-thirds of the way up, then you know it's an autoimmune response. It's why they're swollen. Just like when a bee stings you and you can't breathe and you... EpiPen, baby, EpiPen. But they won't tell you that because they want to get the death numbers up to keep everything shut down, roll out forced inoculations, and the total tracking of everything you do with these apps on the phones. It's all a stated plan, and they're systematically rolling it out. And any government official that goes along with it is an enemy of America.
2020 is a very special year to the globalists, to the occultists, to those that are into esoteric mysticism. And they believe this is the year they're going to totally overthrow America and the world and bring in their anti-God, anti-human tyranny. Well, we're here on air. We just ask you all to realize that we're in opposition to this evil and that only your word of mouth helps us reach new people. And I want to salute you all and thank you for your support. And I also want you to know that our 4th of July once a year mega sale is here. And we've got a bunch of stuff at 50 to 60% off right now. But Bodies, our ultimate turmeric formula. This is a turmeric extract, one of the strongest ones out there. It's so good for your body, so good for your joints, so good for your cells. It is now back in stock, sold out for over 3 months, and it is at 50% off. DNA Force Plus is back in stock. It's 50% off as well. Check it all out at InfoWarsStore.com. And remember, your funding of our operation makes it all possible. Plus, these are great things that God designed for you and your family's bodies. Please take action.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
After about a month of ExtendoVite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
If you just tuned in and you hear me telling you that there are hundreds of hospitals and clinics and mental institutions and facilities where mad scientists, mad doctors, mad nurses get away with killing people, get away with killing preemie babies, get away with euthanizing old people, you're just not informed. We all know the Nazis got their go-ahead and their impetus from mad scientists in England and the United States with eugenics and Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood. That's in the Nuremberg trials. We also know that the head scientist for the Nazis who ran the Final Solution was Dr. Joseph Mengele. We know in the Soviet Russia, medical tyranny was one of their key suppression systems. So we think of doctors as just perfect angels. And under Hippocrates for thousands of years and the Hippocratic Oath, the West, we said, do no harm. But when you're around death and disease, you get very callous. And a lot of people get into it because they already think of themselves as elitist, and they get recruited by the eugenics organizations. So when you get Bayer pharmaceutical documents that I've talked about a lot, we're back nearing the 80s when the Clintons were governors of, co-governor, I call them, but when Bill Clinton was governor of Arkansas, from the 80s into the early 90s, it came out in France, Australia, and the U.S. in court that they knowingly allowed the inmates to give blood way over the level they were allowed to. It didn't test for HIV or hepatitis, and let people with it give the blood to then ship it up to Canada and have it shipped out of the world to be put in hemophiliac medication, factor VIII, the clotting agent. And almost everyone that got it ended up contracting hepatitis and or HIV and dying. And, of course, it came out in those famous Bayer pharmaceutical documents where the regional directors are saying, well, so what? There's so many hemophiliacs. They put that in the minutes of their meetings with a stenographer in the room at board meetings. Imagine you're at board meetings and you're just sitting around. Well, we shipped out over 2 million dosages of factor VIII to hit the hemophiliacs and going to kill most of them with hepatitis and HIV. And they, so what? Too many of them. Laughter. Remember Larry Grathwald and the Weatherman meetings? They all had PhDs in there. They were all calmly talking about how they're going to shut the economy off, bankrupt everything, starve out Americans and kill 25 million people, put 50 million in re-education camps. They were dead serious talking about it very calmly, like you talk about going down to the store and getting a gallon of milk. You better, I better, we all better start realizing the enemy we're up against. They're cold-blooded, they're psychotic, they're sociopathic, they enjoy the power over you and your family. And complying with them and groveling to them and going along with them will get you destroyed. The whole Rockefeller New World Order system is about a medical tyranny. The whole UN takeover plan is about a worldwide medical tyranny. They're coming with forced inoculations they admit are going to hurt you. And the big corporations and the blue states and the airlines aren't going to let you travel or live unless you comply. And that's going to be phase one. Now, I want to get into all the fraud of COVID-19 and a plan they have to set Trump up when we come back from break. But I want to air part of this special report. It's at band.video. It's at newswars.com. And this doctor, who, by the way, I didn't just believe him. I went and looked into who he was and headed up Rick Perry's task force for 7 years. First was on the task force and headed it up for medical activity in Texas. But I didn't just believe him when I saw this viral video that just came out a couple days ago. I already knew that inflammation drugs like budesonide are having basically 100% success rate. A steroid goes into the lungs, and the body stops having the autoimmune response. But sure enough, since this got millions of views and went viral in the last day, now they have mainstream media coming out. COVID patients defend Dr. Bartlett's silver bullet medicine regime. But then they still go on to have, well, the NIH says only the UN is the boss, and only what they say is approved. Midland Memorial Hospital says inhaled steroid is no silver bullet for COVID-19. They say there's not the UN saying it's certified, so that's not scientific. Well, what about it actually working? Like, do I need a science degree to know the leg's chopped off, and if I tie a tourniquet around it, it'll slow the blood flow? Do I need to know, without the UN saying so, that brushing my teeth is good, or that eating my vegetables is good? They play this game. It's like a new Dark Ages. So here he is on the TV show, the full video. We've archived at band.video because I'm telling you it's going to get pulled down. Right now it's still posted at America Can We Talk. Dr. Richard Bartlett, here it is.
So I mentioned at the start of the show, we have a guest joining us. This is kind of a funny thing. I'll just tell you a true story. So last night, there was a political event. I moderated a panel that was speaking at a political event. And afterward, I met someone who had attended the event, is a doctor here in Texas, and not in Dallas, but in Midland, Texas. And he has been working also dealing with COVID-19 patients, coronavirus patients. The article is up again on our website, AmericaCanWeTalk.org. An article about him is called "Local Doctor Believes He Has Found Silver Bullet for COVID-19. We had a great conversation after the meeting last night. And on the spot, I said, why don't you come into my show tomorrow? And gratefully, he was available. So here you have, we have joining us in studio, our new friend, Dr. Richard Bartlett. Hello, sir.
Debbie, I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
I'm grateful you could be here. And I would love to just have you dive right in. Since I don't really know you, have you start with telling our listeners about your medical background.
Well, I've been practicing in Texas for 28 years. When Governor Perry started a new task force called the Health Disparities Task Force, he asked me to be on that task force. And the purpose was to give him advice so that all Texans can have access to quality health care. And that was a two-year appointment. After 2 years, he asked me, would you stay on one more year? And so that happened year after year for a total of 7 years. And a lot of good things happened. But I also have been the medical expert for CBS affiliate in West Texas for over 20 years. And I do a regular weekly update on COVID on the Talk 50, 550 AM talk radio in West Texas. And we've been doing that since the beginning of this drama.
Wow. Okay.
And so I'm also an author and do medical missions in other countries. And so I've seen a lot of disaster all over the world. But I want to say, echo everything you said in your first 5 minutes. I agree 100%. There is, we already have an answer for this. And to put things in perspective, let's look around the world. You know, in the country of Taiwan, there's over 25 million people. They're stacked on top of each other. If they did social distancing, they'd be out in the ocean floating around.
Yeah.
There's not enough room for them to do social distancing. But guess how many people have died to date during the whole pandemic in Taiwan? 7. As many people as you can stack in a minivan going down Central Expressway. And so the next time your viewers see a minivan, think, oh, that's how many people have died in a country of 24 million people.
That
now
is
I'm going to tell you. Yes, and I'm going to tell you why that's the situation. It's the situation also in Japan. 121 million people in Japan. They've had less than 1,000 people die during the whole pandemic. Singapore. Only 12 people have died in the whole country during the whole pandemic. Iceland. Well, that's not possible according to what we're being told in the mainstream media, but that's reality. Anyone can look it up. You can even look at the Johns Hopkins COVID website, and you'll see those numbers. They're hidden in there, but I'm pointing them out. Because the
All right,
people
now, that's key. We're going to come back next segment and play more where he gets into the one particular drug. But again, it's in all the literature that many pneumonias kill you not from the virus replicating and actually destroying the tissue, but your body has an autoimmune response. Those are the ones you die of sometimes in 24, 48 hours. The lungs just expand with inflammation and you die. It's not just the fluid. They just completely expand and shut down. And it's just mainline thousands of studies that when somebody's dying, before they even put a ventilator on you, they will give you an anti-inflammatory. But they don't want that discussed. Because they want to have the problem never end. They want the panic. They want the fear. They want the tracking. They want the control to make you stay in your house. The forced inoculations and the trillions they're going to make on the vaccines and expensive drugs that Fauci and Bill Gates openly are invested in with criminal conflict of interest in your face. We'll be right back to expose these murdering criminals. Stay with us.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners, now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants, designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
And so the next time your viewers see a minivan, think, oh, that's how many people have died in a country of 24 million people.
That
now I'm going to tell you. Yes, and I'm going to tell you why that's the situation. It's the situation also in Japan. 121 million people in Japan. They've had less than 1,000 people die during the whole pandemic. Singapore, only 12 people have died in the whole country during the whole pandemic. Iceland. Well, that's not possible according to what we're being told in the mainstream media, but that's reality. Anyone can look it up. You can even look at the Johns Hopkins COVID website and you'll see those numbers. They're hidden in there, but I'm pointing them out because the people in Texas need to hear good news. In Dallas, they need to hear good news, and I have good news.
I'm sure you do. Before I'm blown away by those numbers. I gave up trying to write them down. But you're going to tell us somehow eventually where we get to this point that in these other countries...
They're doing what I'm doing, Debbie.
Okay.
They're doing what I'm doing, which is not hydroxychloroquine, although that works. And so what they're doing is an inhaled steroid. And so my silver bullet is inhaled budesonide. The brand name originally was Pulmicort. Now it's generic. It's super cheap. It's about $200 for the total treatment if you pay cash. With insurance, many of my patients are not even having to pay for it. And you use a nebulizer machine. It's an asthma medicine. It's a respiratory anti-inflammatory for COVID, which is a respiratory inflammatory disease. And it works. 100% of my patients are alive. I've been treating this since March. And you use it for 5 minutes. It takes 5 minutes to do a breathing treatment. You plug it in the machine in the wall. You put the medicine that's pre-mixed, pre-measured from the pharmacy into the little reservoir. You push the on button and you breathe it during 5 minutes
you
during the commercial.
You just have a mask in your face and breathe.
You don't even have to have a mask. You can use a little mouthpiece that you hold in front of you.
Okay.
And you breathe it for 5 minutes. And I have, let me tell you what I've heard from patients when I started using this. They tell me, I feel better during the first treatment. And so their chest pain goes away. Their shortness of breath goes away. Their fever breaks. I'll give you an example. I have a patient who has two kinds of cancer. She calls me after 5 days of being flat on her back in her house, in the bed, can't get out of bed, fever won't break for 5 days. She says, I heard you on the radio, and would you please help me? It's on a Friday. She says, my granddaughter tested positive today, and I think I have it. And I said, I'm sure you do with all the symptoms you're describing. She is currently fighting two forms of lymphoma. She's on chemotherapy right now. She just had radiation a month before for the lymphoma. She should die, according to what you hear from the CDC and World Health Organization. But I gave her that treatment that night. In the morning, her fever had broke. She had her first good night's sleep. Over the weekend, she recovers. On Monday, she works an 8-hour day. She still is fighting cancer, two forms of cancer, but she's cured of COVID. She's symptom-free. She has her two consecutive negative tests. That's a cure.
Okay, can you say the name of the drug again?
Budesonide.
Budesonide. And so is it done in an inhaler?
It's an inhaler. And so it does actually come as an inhaler, but I'm using it in a nebulizer machine. You know, you see preschool kids use this. It's safe. That it is so safe. It's been out for over 20 years. It's been used on 2-pound premature babies safely without batting an eye. And the fragile elderly in nursing homes. For over 20 years, there's no reservations with it. It doesn't cause any cardiac risk, like the accusation of hydroxychloroquine is a risk of heart trouble, although that's ridiculous to make that accusation. This one doesn't even have that risk. And so I give that and an antibiotic to protect from secondary bacterial pneumonia. But let's talk about what COVID is. It's a respiratory virus that goes into the lungs, binds to ACE receptors in the lungs, and that triggers the release of inflammatory chemicals, and we call it a cytokine storm. That's a fancy word for inflammatory chemicals and enzymes that are released in the total body. And so with COVID, we have a killer that's never been around before. It is killing some people if they're not treated. And so for 50% of the people, they get it, and they don't even know they had it. 50% of the people don't even know. But for the 20% that are at risk, there are treatments. We already have an answer. Let me tell you, you're right. Taiwan, 24 million people, they don't need to wait for a vaccine. They don't have a problem that you should vaccinate 24 million people for. They only had 7 die during the whole pandemic. We have some treatment plans and options that are already valid and working.
Okay, it is great news. As you said before we went on, great, great news. So you've been using this since early March. Roughly speaking, how many patients do you think you've treated?
I'm getting calls every day. I have five new patients today. And so I haven't even tallied the numbers. But every one of them is living, not dying. I'll give you another example. An elderly lady who has a 50-year history of smoking. And she had her chest cracked and had a 4-vessel bypass surgery. She's on medicine for high blood pressure and thyroid disease. She calls me after 5 days of fever and shortness of breath and chest pain. She feels like she can barely get across the room. I start her on the treatment. With the first treatment, she tells me again something I've never heard with this medicine until COVID-19. She says, I feel better during the first treatment. And she's cured with two double negatives after the fact. She's so grateful. But with this medicine that's been out for over 20 years, there's lots of research on it. It's safe. Big Pharma's not going to make a dime off it. Nobody's going to make any money. It's $200 for the total treatment versus the experimental antiviral that you have to be put in the hospital and then be a part of an experiment to get that costs over $3,100 just for the medicine.
Let's stop right there. That's Remdesivir that Fauci owns part of. And he did a fake study. Fauci study's been proven to be a fraud that it helped people 8% more. But other studies show it kills you. That's why they don't want hydroxychloroquine, because it works really good. But the studies with this, it's basically 100% with budesonide. B-E-W-D-E-H-S-O-N-I-D-E. Budesonide. Now, the full video is at band.video. It's the featured video. It's a mega red alert. I shot the video last night with the intro to it. Only has 114,000 views. Okay. It needs 10 million views. And I guarantee you it's on YouTube right now with 1 million views. Been up for 2 days. They will pull it. They've already got the Texas media attacking him. They went and found his patients. And one headline is, doctor claims to have cured it after only treating 5 patients successfully. He said, I just treated 5 the other day in 1 day. Every day since March. I can't tell you how many we've helped. They turned that into, he only helped 5 people. They're our enemies. They're owned by Big Pharma. They're owned by the big mega banks. They're all lockstep. That's the Rockefeller plan, the lockstep, together to force evil upon us and our families. And to not let us know about zinc or about vitamin C or about vitamin D3 or vitamin K, that you've got to have it or your cells fall to any virus. A regular coronavirus will kill you dead in a hammer. If you don't have vitamin D3 and zinc, you die. That's why they're called essential. Essential. The NIH website says under vitamin D3, under zinc, they're antiviral. You must have them for cellular operation. If you do not have them at a certain level, you will go deficient and you will end up dying from a viral infection. It says it on the NIH website. And I literally have friends and family, and I know lawyers, and I know insurance salespeople that go, Jones, are you claiming really vitamins will protect me? Yeah, dumbasses. Just like drinking water will protect you from dying of thirst, you morons. I drove to work today, and I'm not exaggerating. There was almost no one on the road, but idiots driving in the fast lane below the speed limit are at it because they think the left lane's an open lane. There were old people, there were black people, there were brown people, there were women. It was all colors of idiots. These people are idiots, idiots, idiots. My God, what is wrong with people? They're superstitious of knowledge. They're superstitious of being informed. They think I'm weird because I study stuff and know things. And I've trained my mind to one information. Everything that doctor's saying is true. And the criminal media, there's hundreds of articles attacking him and lying about him because they've been ordered to keep people scared, to keep the lockdown going forever. Over my dead body, Gates, I'm not taking your vaccine. I'm not putting up with your mark of the beast, your digital tracking. I'm just telling listeners. Tell folks about this live show. Tell them about the video. It's on InfoWars, it's on NewsWars, and share it! Override these murdering maggots. Has that lady gone to the wrong doctor? He'd have shoved an intubator down her throat. He'd have killed that old woman. Just like you'd run over a squirrel and I'd give a damn. That's the other time to run into a squirrel on purpose. Ah! Murderers! We're going to get you, murderers! Start acting like you should with murdering criminals censoring you. You're not going to murder us anymore, Gates. You're going to get it, you murdering maggot killer.
Hi, Bill Hyde here for Safe Places USA. If you're thinking it might be finally time to move out of a dangerous urban area to a safer place before things get worse, pay close attention. Because the feeling in your gut, the one telling you to get out, could save your life. Here's why. You can now find out where the safest places in this country are by going to SafePlacesUSA.com and checking out the Ultimate Relocation Manual.
It's your personal guide to the tips, tricks, and techniques for relocating your family to the safest places in America. All broken down in 15 strategic, critical categories along with checklists and preparation sources. So if you want a clear path to getting out of Dodge, go to SafePlacesUSA.com. That's SafePlacesUSA.com. Use coupon code GCN and get half off the manual all this week. Plus, get the following books free with your Ultimate Relocation Manual, Pandemic Survival Secrets, Your Home, Your Fortress, all free this week at SafePlacesUSA.com.